there, you're now listening to the host of the Tomi Take podcast, Jimmy Oluwa Tominola. We are so much excited to welcome you to another episode on the Tomi Take podcast. If you are listening for the first time, we are so excited to have you. You are more than welcome to the Tomi Take podcast fam. And if you're a returning subscriber, thank you for sticking with the fam. And you're also definitely welcome to the Tomi Take podcast fam. Please make sure you subscribe before the end of this intro if you really love me and you love listening to my content. God bless you and see you on the other side of this episode. Where have you been, Tomi? Tomi, where have you been? We've missed listening to your content. Tomi, where have you been? Well, Tomi is back now after a very much long break. So after my September episode, which was released on the 30th of September, which I was basically ranting on how adulthood is a scam and how everything has been for me during the past few weeks that I left school or that I was done with school and I was waiting for my convocation. So after the September episode, I was still looking for a place for my hospital. That was basically what I was doing throughout October before convocation. But before we get to convocation, I'm going to break things down for you guys. This is why I am giving you live update of October and November. So what I did throughout the month of October and the first few weeks in November. So for the first few weeks in October, I was still looking for place stroke hospital for my internship, and it was a lot because it was hectic for me in the sense that I had to be there in person. I have to be in the mainland and I stay on the island. I know how traffic have been, especially in Lagos, with the old road being bad and them trying to fix the road. So it has been a lot and it has been quite taxing for me because it was messing with me mentally, and it was just too much and it was draining. So I was basically looking for hospitals for internships, submitting my application, running one or two, errands of submitting application in this hospital or this other hospital, one hospital or the other. That was what I was basically doing. And I also had appointments with the dentist. So apparently I have had issues with my teeth for a while now. So I have been going for appointments with the doctor. If I'm not doing filling today, I'm doing S&P today. S&P is scaling and polishing. If I'm doing skin and polishing, I am doing x-rays for my teeth. I am doing this, I am doing that, I'm doing this therapy, whatever it is. I was just always up and down. So if I'm not submitting an application today, I'm probably still going to the mainland because my dentist is at Lasuth. That's where my doctor dentist is, so that's where I have to go to. And it's just a lot. It was just a lot for me. So if I was not submitting an application, I was going there for my dental appointments and all of that. So in the month of October, after submitting applications to different hospitals, I submitted my application to Lagos Health Service Commission. I submitted my application at FMC Ebutemeta. That's Federal Medical Center, Ebutemeta. Also submitted my application to the Lasuth Hospital, which is Lagos State University Teaching Hospital. I also submitted my application there. So that was what I was basically doing. I also submitted my application to University of Abuja Teaching Hospital because I knew somebody around or that works there. So it was easier for me to just send my application to them for them to help me print out and submit. I also submitted to Garaki Hospital in Abuja. I also submitted to UCH at Ibadan. That's University College Hospital, I think. I think that's the full meaning of UCH, University College Hospital at Ibadan. So I was just basically submitting applications to hospital, and my convocation was also in October. So I was trying to do all of this in the month of October. So it was quite hectic and quite draining and stressful for me, and also overwhelming in the sense that I also had friends and classmates that already working. So it was, should I say that the pressure was getting to me that others have started their internship and have not started anything. I don't even know what's wrong. I have not made plans. I am not doing this. I am not doing that. So I would say that the pressure was getting to me in the month of October, because I had to make sure that some certain things had to be done. I had to prepare for my convocation, even though my convocation was not the number one thing on my list or the number one thing that I needed to do. The number one thing that I needed to do at that point was get a place for my internship, which I was doing by submitting application. So after submitting application, that's when you get to do interviews and all of that. So I got called in last week. I think I submitted my application in last week, the second week in October or so. I think the first week in October, and the interview was like 2 weeks after or a week and a half after. So they called me for the first interview. The first interview was supposed to be a CBT exam, just like JAMB. If you are written JAMB, you understand what I mean. So it's a CBT exam which you go in, they call you in with your number that you use for your application or whatever. So once you go in and you sit for the exam, I think the exam was about 45 minutes or 40 minutes, I can't remember. But I wrote the exam, then I passed the first stage, which is the written exam. Then the next stage is for you to do the second interview. The second interview was oral, and it was not the same day, I promise you. It was a week after I think they called for like the second interview. After doing the second interview was like an oral interview, which you had to sit down with the board of directors of the hospital, and they ask you questions. They can throw any question at you. It has to be with nursing question and current affair question. So they can decide to ask you whatever question pops to their head, whatever question that pops to their head, or whatever question that comes to them. So they ask you the question. And meanwhile, I was also trying to prepare for my convocation during this period, but I was not also preparing for it, if you get what I mean. I was trying to prepare for it, but I was not preparing for it. So I had the second interview, and the second interview was like a week to convocation. So I was not fully prepared. So I had to do everything by just, you know, I don't even know how to explain, but I just had to do what I had to do. So I had to get my convocation suit last minute, the shoe, the bag, the accessories I use, and the wig and everything. I had to get it last minute. Even my convocation dinner dress, I had to make it. Everything was just last minute because I wasn't really preparing for it like I should have, because I didn't really have the time to. So anyways, I had my mom to do all of that for me and, you know, try to like balance everything out. So I had to go for my convocation. Going for my convocation was the convocation final year clearance, whatever thingy. I wasn't even so prepared because I couldn't arrange my documents that I needed, which we needed to have for our clearance. I needed to have my 100 to 500 level receipts for both PTCF, you know, collegial dues, school fees, and all of those other unnecessary things. So I just had to look for them. So I had to look for them last minute and everything. I sure found some, but I didn't find a particular one. I think it was my PTCF 200 level or 300 level. I can't really remember. But when I got to school, I had to go to White Rock, and they checked their records and they found that I paid. So they just gave me a like clearance pass that I actually paid all my PTCF. So that was good. And after like finishing school, finally convocating and all of that, back to reality, straight up, I had to face what I was actually supposed to be doing, which I was actually facing, but then it was not just clicking. Like, it just seemed like I was just trying and it was just error. Do you understand? You know when they say try and error? That kind of thing that you are doing, maybe they are doing like a promo or like, you know, press this code or type this code to win airtime to win this thing. Just like me trying, I was just getting error. That's how it seemed. But it's not as if like they have actually replied me. Like to the other hospitals that have applied, I've not actually gotten a reply. I got called for an interview in UCH. That's a UCH. I got called for an interview in University of Abuja Teaching Hospital. But I couldn't go because I did not really plan. And I was just so much focusing in Lagos State that I really want to do it in Lagos and I don't have to travel and find accommodation and all of those unnecessary stress. I was just basically putting, like, should I say all my baskets in one egg, but just focusing mainly on Lagos State because I really do not want to stress over getting a place in Abuja, the cost of living and everything. I'm just like trying to like calculate every other thing. Do you understand? So basically that I came back to reality or got back to reality of how I needed to get a place for my internship ASAP. Because of this was just what happened during the month of October for me. I was done with my convocation and I was back home still trying to do one or two and try to get a place for my internship. And like I said in my previous episode, if you don't know now, I am a nursing student. See, having connection in hospitals anywhere, so far the hospital, they take intern nurse and it is approved by the NMCN, which is the Nursing and Midwifery Council of Nigeria. Make sure that you talk to the person, just find your way around this, because especially in this country, Nigeria, I feel like everything is connection. If you don't have connection, sorry for you. So that was just it for me for the month of October. So the month of November, I came in, I was still hoping, praying for the best, hoping for the best. And with the help of my parents and siblings around, I was being encouraged to not feel bad and know that God's time is the best. And just, you know, pray that when I get a place for my internship, I get the right one. That it's not the first to start, but how well and being in the best and right position or place God wants you to be, that's the most important thing, and not you starting first and finishing first for your internship. So during the month of November, I'm not even going to lie, I was overthinking things about the whole internship thing, getting a place for my internships, being pressurized by other friends or classmates that already started their internship and have not started yet. I mean, like, they're already earning their money, like they're already earning the money or the salary from their internship. I'm like, and I'm not doing anything, I'm just sitting at home being bored, overthinking things, and I wouldn't say I was depressed, but like it was I couldn't just help myself, because I always found myself thinking about, Tommy, what's next, what are you doing, you are just here, everybody's doing this, you're not here. That kind of thing was just really messing with my head. The pressure from the society, for my classmates or for my colleague that finished nursing and already getting a place for their internship, was just really messing with me. Still in the month of November, I still had the doctor's appointment, which is the dentist. I still had the appointment and already started with my treatment, because I couldn't start with my treatment during the month of October because of I had the interviews and I had to prepare for my convocation. I had to go for my convocation in school, which I spent like a week in school, so I couldn't really do my treatment, but I just did like little bit of it. So when I came back in the month of November, I had to do my treatment, my dental treatment, I had to do the treatment. If you don't get what I mean, I'm sorry, but I had to like start my treatment, and I mean the treatment by like, you know, filling my teeth, because I've been having issues with teeth and all of that. I filled it when I was in school. I did like filling when I was in school, but like I needed to do more or something like that, because it already affected some other part of my tooth, so I needed to do filling, because anytime I chew something hard, I usually have toothache and I wouldn't be able to sleep. Like toothache is like the worst pain ever, because it's so painful, you'll be having headache, like the nerves, it's just so annoying because you have headache and you feel so much uncomfortable and you can't even sleep to like try to die the pain away, except you take pain relief or whatever. So I had to do my treatment and all of that for my teeth. Then I also found myself like distancing myself and isolating myself from my friends and unnecessary drama, especially social media, and basically distancing myself from my friends. This was what I was basically doing in the month of November, that I didn't even want to record an episode for my podcast. I was so down and overthinking things that I didn't even think of wanting to be around friends or wanting to be outside there and explaining what exactly is going on with me or coming here on my podcast to talk. So this was what I was basically doing. I was just trying to isolate myself from friends, trying to dissociate myself from unnecessary drama and stress. And I also continued with submitting and applying to other hospitals. I tried applying to the military hospital in Lagos. I tried to apply to other hospitals in general, and trying to like check for like feedback from the other hospitals that I've submitted to know the updates and all of that. So this was what I was basically doing in the month of November, feeling down about everything, you know, disbelieving in myself and having self-doubt and disbelieving in my abilities and what I could do if I was good enough and all of that. So it was really messing up in my head and messing up with everything around me. So I just want to say that this is basically what had happened to me during those past months of October and November. Okay, we are seeing November, but like November is ending, and I just needed, and I felt that I needed to, you know, record this episode talking about what happened to me and where I have been and what I have been doing during the past few months. And I want you guys to know that it is actually okay to not be okay, but with time and you praying and being closer to God, it will definitely come to a pass. Like, everything does not last forever. Or how did they even say it? Nothing lasts forever, exactly. But with God, all things are definitely possible. With God, all things are possible. So do not even try to pressurize yourself in any way. And take things step at a time. Take everything step at a time. And always remember that God's time is the best. I feel like that is what God wanted me to learn during this time of trying to look for a place for my internship and everything, is that God's time is the best, that I should always put it at the back of my end, and I should not pressurize myself by what I see around or whatever is going on with people or same age group or same set of people or my age group around. I should not be pressurized by that. I should focus on myself and know that God's time is the best. And it is very important to have people around you that are there to encourage you and tell you that you and there's nothing you are doing wrong. It's just not your time. And once it's your time, it's your time. And God never fails. God is always there for the people he loves. God is always there for you. God is always there for me. And it's very important for you yourself to be your greatest supporter and for you to be your greatest cheerleader. Like, always cheer for yourself. Even if you are not where you are supposed to be, but with time, just know that you're going to get there. That is what I try to like remind myself of, that, oh, Tommy, there was this particular time I had this challenge, there was a particular time I had this issue, but with time I overcame. So that is very important for you to be your greatest supporter and cheerleader. So always support yourself and always cheer yourself. Be your fan. Be a fan of yourself. Appreciate all your little wins, even the little of them all. Like, just appreciate it and take things a step at a time. Get yourself, you know, a list, or just try to write down how you intend to achieve those goals, and just know with time your desired goal and your objective will be achieved. You will be achieved by you taking it a step at a time. And for all, and the most important is for you to appreciate yourself. I mean, appreciate where you are. Be thankful. Be grateful for where you are. Be grateful for your current position. Be grateful for your current place. And know that with time, you are going to get to your desired goal. You are going to get to your desired place. You're going to get to your desired objective. If even possible, take care of yourself. Give yourself a special treatment. Treat yourself. Give yourself a day off. Give yourself a break. Go out. You know, go out on a personal date. Go out on a self date. Treat yourself. If it's by going out to watch a movie or going out to just relax yourself and just, you know, take a special treatment of some sort. Just, you know, take a nap, rest, and just breathe. You know, just breathe. And with God, I know, like I said, all things are possible. And I'm going to leave with this last note, which is Jeremiah 29 verse 11, which says, "For I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord, the plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So you may not know where you are going, or you might not know your next step, or you might not know where you're supposed to be, or you might not even know why you're stuck in a particular position or a particular place. But with God's direction, with God's guidance, I am pretty sure, 100% sure, I mean, that you will be fine. So we have come to the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to the end of this episode. Thank you for joining me on my podcast today. Please do well to share this episode with your friends, your family, your loved one, and everybody around you. Let this episode get to someone today, and make sure that someone gets it today. You don't know who might be in need of hearing this particular episode. So I have learned to stop worrying about my tomorrow and what the next step is for me, or where I am supposed to be next. And I have decided to trust in God. So I advise you to trust in God today and just let things go as how God would want it to go. So I'm going to leave this last Bible text with you, which is Matthew 6:34, which is, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself." So let tomorrow worry about itself. Don't worry about tomorrow. Let God help you. Let Him do the leading and you do the following. And with this, I am sure you will get to your rightful position or your rightful place with His help, definitely. Thank you. God bless you. See you another time. See you on another episode on the Toby Tech podcast. God bless you again and again. Love you all. Kisses. Mwah.